This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, July 7, 2008. Kinda sorry. The scripture is Psalm 51, verse 3. I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. The title for today's meditation comes from an article written by the contemporary Christian commentator, Martin Marty. The article describes how the simple act of saying, I'm sorry, seems to have all but vanished today. Marty points out that whenever celebrities or politicians are caught in some kind of scandal, they tend to make statements to the media that hardly qualify as heartfelt acknowledgments of wrongdoing. To illustrate, he listed a few confessions recently made by some well-known people. For instance, after making some racially insensitive comments, one politician offered the following: I am sorry that my words might have been interpreted in a way that causes stress to anyone. Another example was from a popular athlete whose reputation was damaged by a gambling scandal. He said, I'm just not built to act all sorry or sad or guilty. I'm sorry it happened. Now let's move on. Psalm 51 captures the heart of true repentance. When David was made aware of his sin, he offered no lame excuses or feeble apologies. As painful as it was, he admitted the truth. It's what we do whenever we say, I'm sorry to God, and mean it. True repentance is always uncomfortable. But here's the good news. If we are honest enough to face the truth about ourselves, we are well positioned to rediscover the joyful truth of God's mercy. Would you pray with me? Lord, how easy it is for us to downplay the effects of our sins. Help us to be honest about who we are and what we do. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.